my husband and I are intentionally going out to dinner once a week, and we do not look at our phones or anything with the phone while we are out to dinner. We pay attention to each other. The other thing we like to do is we leave each other notes on the bathroom mirror with an erasable marker right on the mirror so it can't be missed or left or fallen off the sink.
What do you do to make your marriage last? What are you putting into your marriage to add some fun and some positivity in terms of your relationship? That's what we're talking about today. Dr. Randy Carlson here from Intentional Living. Love to have you share your comment with us at 888-1717 on our story comment line. These are always great opportunities to hear from you all. As far as the program live today, it's a best of from our archives, so the calls are already set and recorded for the next 28 minutes. But we do want to hear from you today on our storyline, again, at 888-1717. The question is, what one thing are you doing to make your marriage last? Speaking of going out to dinner, in fact, it was yesterday I took Donna out to dinner, and I thought, maybe we just get out and spend a little time together. And we went to a restaurant, and of course, we'd like to have a little space for lots of reasons today. And there was only one table available, and we got it. And it happened to be right next to, God bless her, a single mom with two little kids who were screaming and not happy during the whole time. So instead of us having a time to work on our marriage, we had more of a time just trying to help out the single mom with the kids, if you know what I mean. So anyway, I guess, what are you doing? Because you need to get away maybe sometimes from all the noise and stress to build into that marriage. What one thing to make your marriage last? Again, for our storyline, 888-1717.
June 2012, we were separated. I actually filed for divorce. And you know, there's a lot of backstory to what led to that, but what really matters is the restoration that happened after that point and the decisions that we made from that point forward.
I didn't even know why I was created. I would ask God, why did you even make me? Like, and I didn't think I was lovable, and I certainly didn't think I was forgivable. You know, I fell into addiction, and that was a big part of what happened. And our, you know, he, out of fear and anger, he was doing what he had to do to take care of him and our son. But it was when I actually truly believed that Christ loves me. You know, I had heard that people say that, the Bible says, but I didn't believe it in my heart. And the day that I internalized that and actually believed that, everything changed for me, everything from that point forward. And he still couldn't stand me. It wasn't about that at that point. It was about me and Christ. And then as he began to change me and my heart and just awaken my spirit, he started going, wait a minute. And because he had already filed for divorce, he had kicked me out and I wasn't living at home. And he started seeing something change in me. And he's like, what's going on? And then God had started working in him separately. I mean, we weren't even together. And then it just, everything, God aligned everything. It's just amazing how we were meeting to discuss our son and who was gonna have him when. And we ended up making a decision that day that no, this is not what God wants for us.
We made a decision to be obedient, even though that's what neither one of us wanted.
That's Greg and Leah. These folks were at one of our Intentional Love Marriage Conferences. I think they were in Lubbock a while ago, and really experienced an ongoing encouragement and freedom in their life. And, you know, when you think about it, if you're intending to be married for 50 years, the bulk of your life, the bulk of your life, the bulk of your days, the bulk of the hours that you're going to be alive, why not make it work? I mean, that's just common sense. Why not make it work? And we believe it's in intentional living that that happens. We got people standing up all over our audience who we're going to try to get the mic around to and hear their stories. You know, what was it that turned your marriage around? Let's start. Let's go. Amy, first in Michigan. Welcome to the program, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I appreciate your call. Tell us what happened in your marriage.
Well, first of all, we've been married for 17 years now. In the first part of our marriage, we were not living a Christian lifestyle. In 2009, my husband's sister passed away suddenly, and it just rocked our world. And our marriage kind of started to implode at that time. within about 6 months after her death, I found the Lord, or the Lord found me, I should say, through a grief ministry class, and my life started to radically change, where his continued to stay on the same destructive path that it had been on. And as I was drawing closer to the Lord and recognizing the changes in our marriage, things were getting more and more difficult between us. But God just kept saying, stay put, showing me the scriptures where a godly wife could lead to her husband's salvation. You know, if you're become a believer and you're in a non-Christian marriage, that you need to, you're encouraged to stay where you are in the marriage. And so that's what I did. And I just kept doing what I felt the Lord wanted me to do, kept actively praying for him. And slowly but surely, you know, things got worse before they got better between us. But after time, when he came to the end of himself with a lot of people praying for him, we decided to start cutting people out. We simplified our lives. We decided to choose our marriage, choose our family. He started to very slowly come to church with me. It was about, I think, 2011 at that time. But we were on the brink of divorce, definitely. And he, in time with a lot of prayer, came to know the Lord. In 2014, he was baptized. His life has just completely changed. But a huge part of what worked for us was we chose each other, and we chose to invest in our marriage and what we had in common. We'd been so distracted by our friendships and the busyness of this world that just pulls you away from each other. And when we chose each other and made that a priority, things really started to change.
That's
and when the Lord came into the picture between us, he just worked a miracle.
Boy, that's a story of being, of decluttering your life and getting really focused and being intentional on what's most important. Again, when we talk about declutter around here, we mean putting things of greater value ahead of things of lesser value, and you did that, and God honored it in your marriage. That's exciting. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your call. Let's keep going. Nicole, she's over in Arizona. Welcome to the program, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi there. Tell us what happened in your marriage. What got you to where you are today?
Last summer, we hit probably the darkest point anybody's ever had to go through. Our 17-month-old son died suddenly, and 3 months later, our baby girl was born. And the number one thing I found that we did almost immediately, and we had never done before, really, was pray together. And we started doing that intentionally every day, and then waking up and giving God thanks and giving him praise, because it's all for him and it's all his plan. And so that really got us through and got us to the point that we are now.
That's great. How are you doing today?
We're good. We're good. We got a healthy 8-month-old now, so we're very grateful.
That's great, Nicole. On a scale of 1 to 10, how low did the number go, and how good is it today?
Probably at one point it was a 0, and now we're probably up at, you know, 9 or 10.
That's pretty good.
Some days are harder than others. It's a shipwreck, but God's in the picture every day. So
that's exciting. Thank you, Nicole, for the encouragement today.
Yep.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye. All right. People are standing up all over the audience and saying, hey, hand me the mic. I want to tell the story. That's what we want. Just tell us the story. I'm Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. More stories of success. You can have one, too. You may not feel like it, but listen carefully what people are telling you. They're getting their priorities straight. They're decluttering their lives. They're realizing that they have to hang on, and they get focused. And that's what makes a difference. More coming. Don't go away.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. Today's show is about secrets. And looking back, my marriage was almost built on secrets. My husband has bipolar disorder, and I ended up having an affair. He goes out gambling and the strip clubs, and I was seeking security, and neither of us really ever shared our feelings, and I had a secret that I didn't even realize myself, that I wasn't happy in our marriage. When he found out that we had an affair, he quit taking his medicine and had a horrible manic episode, ended up in jail. He ended up going to a hospital, and he's there right now, getting well. I've been stripped of so much stuff in my life since this happened, and no longer have a job, and living intentionally by reading the Bible twice a day. I'm a new Christian, so digging into the Bible to learn more about how I can connect with God. I'm several times a day, and I've seen God work just absolute miracles in my life. I listen to you guys every day and am just completely inspired by you guys. Your shows really do make a difference. Thanks a bunch. Bye.
Well, you're welcome, and we're glad to be here. You encouraged someone. You certainly did. And Teresa, I think, is ready to as well. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Hi.
All right, hand you the mic. Tell me, what have you done to make your marriage better?
I'm going to be married 22 years this month, and we've gone through a lot. He's a very macho, Mexican macho, you know, that jealous and possessive at times, and I think I just learned to forgive him and accept him as he is. You know, mm-hmm. we got married, now we have four children, and you do it mostly because of your faith and love of God, and I think for your children as well, and so they could see that example that you give to them. And I think my husband he used to insult me and say things to me, and I think he's learned that I'm not going to let that get in my way of becoming happy. He sees that I forgive him, and I move on. And I think my faith, I think it's given me all the strength that I need to keep going. And like I said, this month will be our 22nd. Year.
Well, congratulations on 22 years, and we know that in marriage, when we hit these rough spots, we ought to be growing. We ought to learn what God's intention is and how we communicate, love one another. It's a message to us as men, how we affect our wives, and wives, how you affect your husband. But one of the things that Teresa said that I want to reinforce is that whenever we're in a situation where we think we can change another person, we think that we can be the Holy Spirit for another person or change. We can't. And there are times you have to draw boundaries. There's times you have to say, you know, that's just not acceptable in a marriage. We talk about that clearly at our marriage conferences. But at the same time, we can also try to constantly be changing a person. And one of the things I write about in the book Starved for Affection is about what I call active respect in marriage, where you actively respect a spouse enough to say, I love you so much, I'm willing to hold you accountable because I love you. I'm not going to try to change you, but I am going to hold you accountable, which is an important thing to do. Teresa, thank you for sharing your story today. We'll be praying for you. I hope the years ahead multiply and get even better.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for your call. You know, we got people standing up saying, hand me the mic. I want to share something I've learned about taking a marriage that's struggling and making it better. Maybe not all the way there. Maybe we move from a 2 to a 4, but it's getting better. Maybe move from a 4 to a 6 or a 5 to an 8. And we love hearing it. We got more to go. 888-1717. Don't go away.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I understand you have a book that came out just before COVID, back in 19.
Yes.
I Am Redeemed. Tell me about it.
You know, just some stories from my life, you know, kind of my personal testimony of dealing with, I don't know, self-hatred. And I didn't even know how to call it that for a long time. I just knew that whenever I'd look at somebody else, I wish I was them, you know. And man, the Lord just has begun a journey in my life of just trying to agree with what it is that he says about me, you know, and because of what Jesus has done, he doesn't look at our past mistakes. He doesn't look at the things that we've messed up as much as he does look at what Jesus has done for us. And that's the premise of the whole book.
So it's a book that really tells your story about mm-hmm. how you've been redeemed, what lessons you've learned about life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some copies available on the cruise for people to be
for
able
sure.
to get if they'd like and
for sure.
to read and learn more about your story.
That would be so awesome. And on the cruise as well, man, I love to get to share stories from my life, man, and get to invite people into a time of just asking Jesus to just come in and do a work in our lives in this room together, you know, to have these encounters with the Lord mm-hmm. as we worship him and as we share stories and we kind of become vulnerable and allow him to do a work in our lives, you know?
Hmm. You know, we're 6 weeks away We've been talking about this cruise for a while. 6 weeks away from the cruise to Alaska. Enough time for you to get your cabin still and come and join us. A week in Alaska. And I'll tell you something. By the way, that's Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave. He's going to be there. He's leading us in worship. He's going to be singing, sharing his stories, putting on a concert. I'm going to teach some about intentional living during the week that I think will encourage you from God's Word. But I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a cruise where you're going to have a bunch of perfect people trying to tell you how to live a perfect life, this ain't the right cruise to come on. This is going to be just real people who love the Lord and have challenges just like you all do. But we've learned some things that have helped us in our life, our marriages, our families. And you'll go away encouraged and maybe get some things that will help you or someone you love. And so we'd love to have you be a part of it. The Alaska Cruise, the Cruise to Alaska, again, June 12th through 19. It'll be a life changer for many people. I believe it. Love to have you come and be there. Just enjoy the week. We have couples coming, singles coming, families coming. Love to have you be a part of it. We're going to be touching on all those topics and things that'll be an encouragement to you. Again, just go to theintentionallife.com. Get that cabin today. We'd love to have you be a part of it. Theintentionallife.com is where you can find out about the cabins for the Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. What's in the picture of a successful marriage? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I bet you thought the same thing I did, which was love, and obviously that is the kind of the foundation to a successful, great marriage. But love is made up of things like kindness and patience and forgiveness and being other-focused and having shared goals and intimacy and leaving and cleaving and standing together and commitment. And I continued with the list and I got exhausted because there's so many things that we're supposed to be doing. So can I encourage you to join me to make a 30-day challenge by selecting one of the attributes of love each day for the next month and practice that one thing until it becomes a habit in your life. And as you do that on a regular basis, it'll change your mind, your heart, and your marriage intentionally.
Get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day. Go to theintentionallife.com/minute.
We're talking marriage today, and one of the joys of my life is when I see a couple begin the process to turn that marriage like a giant ship in a better direction. And it may not just be a perfect direction, and you may stumble in the process, but doing the next right one thing to make that marriage work. And some of you have been there, and you've shared your stories. Jay in Michigan, welcome to the program, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. We're having a beautiful day here.
All right, tell me, how'd you turn your marriage around? What happened?
My husband and I got married in 1983, and shortly thereafter we found out we were going to have a baby, which neither of us thought we would because we had both been divorced before. Neither of us had had any children, and we were both older. I was in my 30s, and he was in his 40s. But I would say that the first half of our marriage was going along pretty good, but, you know, you go through struggles and losses and all of that, and probably around in year 15-ish, give or take a couple, we were developing a high amount of stress. I'd say we went from like an 8 marriage down to about a 2. Mm-hmm. And one day he was sitting at the table and he said, I don't know, maybe we should just get separated. And I looked at him and I said, oh yeah, and then what will that accomplish? We won't talk to each other and then we'll get divorced. And I said, the only way to get out of this divorce is one of us dies and it's not going to be me. And I marched myself into the bathroom and started praying because I was like, well, I don't know if that was the right thing to say, but it got his attention and it was never brought up again. And what God started doing for us was bringing Christian people into our lives. We're both already saved, but we didn't have a church at that point. We didn't have support. Neither of us had family that lived close, so we were kind of isolated, which is always dangerous. And I was an at-home mom. I quit my job because I was able to. We had discussed that. So the stresses of being alive on this planet had come to a point where it had gotten pretty rocky for us. And the upshot of the whole thing is that as I prayed for my marriage, because I got married to stay that way, and I didn't want to go through another divorce. That was horrible.
And we didn't have any kids, and it was horrible. So I can't even imagine how heartbreaking it is for people that go through that with kids. But that was the big turnaround. And from there on, we started to realize that, okay, we've put up with each other as long as we have. Why? There's got to be something more than I'm just going to put up with this person. And God's been revealing to each of us the heart that we have for each other and the heart that we have for God. Mm. I'm actually a member of a church that's about 5 minutes away from our home, and I keep thinking in the last couple of years how I've seen little changes, because my husband's kind of, I'm not exactly sure what it was. It happened before I knew him, but he's been pretty angry for a while about something, and I've started to see some of that melt away.
Mm.
And I've just prayed for him constantly, and it's helped me, because it's just like, you know, we realize who else would put up with me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And my husband puts up with me, and I put up with him. But it's more than that. It's developed into a knowledge that in itself is a level of love, because it isn't always cherries and whipped cream. You got to be able to love somebody even when you're down in the valley and not on the mountaintop.
Mm, boy, that's true. All right, Jay, thank you for your call from Michigan. I want to get Michael on here if I can. He's been waiting for a while. Michael, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to talk to you.
Well, tell me, how'd you turn your marriage around?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my wife and I have been married for about 13 years. I hurt myself earlier in the marriage as a carpenter and was on narcotic pain medicine. And I actually got addicted to the narcotic pain medicine, although I never would admit that I was addicted to it. My wife kept on trying to get me to get help to figure out something, because she saw that it was creating an issue with our marriage, and I did not see it. Finally, the last straw, she, about 2 years ago, or almost 3 years ago, she stood at the front door and she said, "Get out. I'm done. I can't do this anymore." You know, she tried so hard, and she took care of the family and was making the living, and I was just staying home wallowing in my despair and my pain meds and everything. And so I was devastated, and I ran right away to a narcotic, or to a pain to a rehab center in California. And while I was there, I was with young people who were telling their stories of being shot and stabbed and living in alleys and heroin and all this stuff. And I thought, this is not where I'm supposed to be. And I went to my counselor, and my counselor said, "You know, you got to stay, because we think that there's something else. There's something more to your story." And I remember going into my bedroom, and I got on my knees, and I cried, and I prayed. And I just cried so hard. And I said, "God, you know, I can't do this anymore. I got saved when I was 17 years old, but I just never actually gave my life to Christ. I always said I was a Christian, but I never gave my life to Christ. And that night I just said, I just want you to take everything, because I can't do it. It's obvious. I'm just screw everything up that I touch." And so, over the next few days, God just absolutely opened me up and revealed that not only did I have narcotic drug addictions, you know, currently at that time, but throughout my life, I was addicted to all kinds of different other drugs and alcohol and everything, and that I never even gave credence to. But anyway, long story short, as far as that goes, I came home. My wife saw that there was a change going on, and so she decided to hang in there for a little bit.
Wow.
And we are actually just so much better than we have been in our whole marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Steve, who took my call, that I am actually 2 years and 9 months into my 30-day challenge when I started listening to the radio station.
Wow. Hey, Michael, I got to wrap it up. Sorry I have to, because there's more to your story. I'm glad that we've been able to be a part of it with the radio station. And just hang on. Stephen wants to talk to you, but thanks for sharing your story today, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Yeah, Peter. And you're two years, 9 months into a 30-day challenge. I like that. That's a great reminder. You know, today we've just scratched the surface with dozens of calls, people standing up we don't have time to get the mic to. Let me just say this. If your marriage is in trouble, it can be turned around. As you've heard today, get on your knees before God. Get your own heart right. Deal with the issues. Sometimes it's tough love. Sometimes it's tenderness. Sometimes it's drawing a line in the sand. Sometimes it's boundaries. Sometimes it's getting into counseling. Whatever it is, but you've made a commitment to say, I am going to make this marriage work with God's help. And thank you for sharing your stories today. Now, the first thing is to affirm faith. What does that mean? You know, in Harvard, it said that there's to be supportive relationships. And it went off in my head that when we think about affirming faith every day, we are affirming on the radio and through intentional living that your relationship with God matters. Your relationship with Christ matters. You know that. Your relationship with Him matters a great deal. And that's an excerpt from the teaching this month, which, by the way, is the first time I've ever taught on this topic directly. It's called Resiliency. It's about your spiritual and life resiliency. And it's an audio and video teaching that I'm really excited about. And what does it mean? What does the word resiliency mean? We know it sort of means, you know, being able to come back to the current shape that you were in before whatever crisis you went through. But there's, from a spiritual standpoint, there's more to it. It's really about what's in us. The elastic that we find in a piece of elastic, there's something in that process, that chemical, that substance that allows it to come back into shape. It's what's at the core. And so that's true spiritually as well. What's at our core? Are we ready? Are we prepared for the tough things that are going to come to us in our lives? And that's what the teaching is this month. By the way, members, it'll be coming to you automatically here real soon. Thank you for your support. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for being a part of the Intentional Living community. We got something really extra cool this month for each person or individual or couple or family who will share a love gift with the ministry. Single gift, maybe you've never given before. Your gift is going to help us reach more people for Christ. We want to send you an ebook, audiobook combo. It's a brand new release called Your Salvation is Assured, something that I've put together with our team that I think you'll enjoy. It's really focusing on helping you establish that firm foundation for your relationship with God, which is really what we're talking about today, isn't it? We're talking about a firm foundation, your marriage. Nothing more important than a firm foundation in your relationship with Christ. So thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us this month. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. You can also check out the information on the cruise while you're there. We got to run. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Stephen, for your work. And everybody, we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.